Brian Hoyer is stretched out on a table behind the Browns bench. They are examining his knee on that scramble run when he slid. His left knee got tucked underneath him, and they are checking it out.
We do kind of get after a little bit here, so like even today, my legs are a little sore from the leg workout that we did yesterday. Imagine taking a month off from lifting, and then you come back and you do that initial lift, and your muscles feel really sore and tight. So, you know, at this point now, we're really stepping things up as far as the strengthening is concerned.
Do like four cycles through, so 12 total reps. Okay. So then to the side. What he's working on is he's working on multiplanar movements, where a lot of times in football and everything, you so concentrate on squatting. Forward, everything's kind of in front of you, squatting, benching, curls and everything. You teach your body, you kind of train your body to move in just one plane when you do too much of that. So this, again, is a more proactive way coming back, is now we're training all these muscles that we've just addressed through his corrective stuff to move in multi-planes, work together in ways that they're not used to working with. But on the football field, it's real. I mean, you got to be able to stop and cut and change direction. You got to be able to shift your weight. You got to be able to turn 180 degrees sometimes.
Hoyer to throw. Hoyer's going to get hit. Hoyer got out of there. Hoyer's looking left. Throws it to Rainey. Caught it. And he gets up near a first down. That's not Hoyer. That's Houdini.
Throughout all these, we're making sure he's using the right mechanics. So, again, he's not feeding into any compensation patterns that might develop. He's not only rehabbing his knee. As you can see here, this is a knee exercise, but it also works on his shoulder, too. It's going to help him return not only with his knee, but it's going to help him with his throwing. And
yeah, it's literally the stuff we do. A lot of it is like a total body workout. So you put, you know, some pressure on the leg, but you're doing arm exercise at the same time.
So again, this is another integrated movement where he's working his core, stabilizing on the ball, but also addressing his shoulder. You saw we worked everything from his foot up there on the table up to now his shoulders. I think the key to it's having an open mind on both of our sides. Yeah. Like he's got to have trust in me that this stuff, like you saw the tedious corrective stuff that he's doing, all the stuff like me holding him back and certain things and everything. He's got to have trust in that, and then I got to have trust in him. Where I mean, he's close with Tom Brady being in New England, yeah. And Tom had certain things that he did. He's kind of bounced the ideas off of me that Tom's had, and yeah. we've incorporated some of that into his rehab here.
You know, I'm not just in here alone doing it. There's 6 other guys that are in here rehabbing. So you see, if you turn around, you see Charles Johnson doing rehab. And so it's kind of like we've kind of become a close-knit group. You know, you hope you hold these other guys accountable to get back to where you want to get back to. From the stuff we've been doing, I actually feel like when I go out there, sometimes I throw the ball harder. And you always hear about quarterbacks talking about how important their core is to throwing. And obviously, we just saw a shoulder exercise that I did. So some of this stuff might actually make me a better quarterback as far as throwing the ball, because I'm strengthening areas that I never even really knew about, yeah. To be honest with you. So it's actually interesting to see when I go out and throw now from doing, you know, almost 3 months of these core and shoulder exercises. You know, even coming off of a torn ACL and my, you know, push-off foot throwing, there's times where I feel like I throw the ball a little bit harder. All right, now let's go 12 yards, a little bit outside the red line, facing out like you ran the out route. It's been a long time, and there's been a lot of hours spent in here and in the training room and outside, so it goes by fast, it really does, and I'm looking forward to April.
On third and goal, they snap it back. Hoyer's got it. Right corner of the end zone. Jordan Cameron's got it! Beautifully thrown by Hoyer.